The locusts are coming. The locusts are coming. Yoel Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav begins a very interesting metaphor for the, in a manner of speaking, army of locusts that are about to cover and completely destroy Eretz Yisrael. It compares the locust plague to a nation coming to attack. And we'll see this metaphor used in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, that it's really going to have a sharp contrast to Klal Yisrael, where we, about to be victimized by the locusts, are drunkards, we saw in the last pasuk, keeping ourselves in a daze, in a delirium, preferring our artificial substance high to facing real life and real responsibility. The locusts are focused, and they are very goal-oriented in a way that we are not. Ki goy Allah al arzi. A nation has ascended upon my land. So the locusts are now a nation. Of course, according to the Arba Avinel, the locusts actually represent four different nations coming against Klal Yisrael. But according to most, these are natural disaster creatures. And they are now coming against us. Like Rashi says, Kitzva Goyim, like a host of nations, like a huge, massive force, a multinational force. Atzum V'ein Mispar, mighty and without number, innumerable. So many, the swarms of locusts that are coming. It says the Pasuk Vayter, Shinav Shinei Aryeh, and it's compared, the destruction that it's going to perpetrate upon us and upon the land are compared to other beasts as well. Its teeth are like the teeth of an old lion. And an older lion, a mature lion, the teeth are going to do a lot of damage, the longest that they're going to be in their lifetime. Umisalaos lovi lo. And the misalos, the molars, the crushing teeth, the thick teeth, Rashi says, that he uses to chew, those are like a lavi, like a young lion. So, like two different stages of lion life, we are going to be torn to bits and pieces. Zayin sum gafni l'shama. Past tense, but meaning in the future, he is going to lay my vines, my grapevines, to waste. So all of the great produce of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, that make it such a fair and fertile land, are going to be destroyed. Enosi liktsafa, and my fig tree is turned into a disappointment. You know, I've seen parents who feel that way about their kids. You're a disappointing fig tree. Chasaf chasafa behishlich. He has peeled it, all the outer layer of bark, off of the fig tree. Hilbinu sarigeha, and thrown it away, and the branches have become white, where the bark is peeled away, so there's no protection for the inner part of the tree. It's laid bare. The gnawing locusts are just chomping it up, layer by layer. Ches eli kivisulo chagura sak. This is a phrase almost straight out of Eicha. Eli, lament, oil, like a besula, like a young girl, like a virgin girded with sackcloth. Al baal nureha, for the husband of her youth. And this is Klal Yisrael. Like a young woman who married a young man, and they're looking forward to Bayis Nem of Yisrael, and they're dancing by the wedding, and Sheva Brachas, and everything is the best. And while she is still young, and while he is still young, he drops dead. The end of him. A terrible tragedy. One medieval commentator sees it as, because of the word basula, as a girl who's going into the chuppah, and he dies. So they never even got to consummate the relationship. They never got to finish the relationship. So when the harvest of the vintage, everybody's getting ready to reap, the locusts come and absolutely obliterate it from the ground. So this is a direct metaphor, a direct connection to the locust waste, lying waste to the ground. Tes hachiras mincha bonesach mibeis Hashem. So as a result, because you do not have grapes, olives, anything, so when there's no dagon, when there's no corn or grain, when there's no wine being produced, then you can't bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. So the meal offerings, the mincha, can't be brought because there's no grain. The Nesach can't be brought because there's no wine. Of Lua Kohanim Mesharse Hashem, and the Kohanim who minister in the Beis HaMikdash, they are in mourning because their entire chelik depends on all of the things brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And if nothing's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's no offerings. And the Abarbanel, going with his idea that the Roman locusts are going to destroy the worst, says once there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no korbanos. So this metaphor is a metaphor for the destruction, for the churban of the bayis. Pasuk Yud, Shudad Sadeh, the field has been plundered. But in this case, not plundered as we've seen in so many different Sifrei Tanakh so far by the enemy, but by the locust, by the mindless creature that God has sent to wreak vengeance upon us. And ultimately what it all comes down to is that we are drunkards who are not paying attention. It's our own sins that are goreim this kind of punishment. So the field is plundered, avla advama, the soul is destroyed, or in mourning. But Radak says it means avla, bala, swallowed up, destroyed. Ki shudad dagon, hovish tirosh, umlal yitzhar. Because the corn, the grain has been plundered, the must, that is to say the wine, has been, the new wine has been dried up, and the oil has been cut off. The olive trees that make oil are broken down. So three different types of destruction, referring to three different types of ecological damage, that mean that there is absolutely nothing. And the we'll see in a minute, Hovishu, just like Hovishu in this pasuk, in the next pasuk, Hovishu, Hovish means embarrassed. The grapevine is embarrassed because there's nothing growing upon it.